Senator has yielded. Let me get to these amendments. I did skip over that. Chair, have we read the amendments? Read 1A.
Amendment 1A by Senators Jones of the 10th offers the following amendment to Amendment 1 to House Bill 452 by on line 20, striking "who are aliens and." That concludes the order.
Chair recognizes the Majority Leader, Senator from the 46th, to speak to the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. This amendment is simply reinstating big portions of Senate Bill 1 that have been stripped out by the House in the committee process. We passed our Anti-Terrorism Act before crossover day, and it did several things to redefine domestic terrorism. You might remember we had the collaboration of both parties in that the senator from the 2nd and the 22nd assisted in making certain that that in no way limited the rights of lawful protest or freedom of speech, etc. It also encouraged local law enforcement to report suspicious activity and known terrorists to the Fusion Center so that we could take appropriate action. And it gave additional prosecutorial powers to the Attorney General to assist local district attorneys in the prosecution of domestic terrorism. In addition to that, we had created a new Department of Homeland Security that is currently housed within GEMA, and we split it out into a separate agency with a commissioner and a board to establish policy for our anti-terrorist strategy. That part ended up being in a little bit of a turf war, and through the committee process over in the House, it was taken out. Essentially, what happened is the Fusion Center is currently under the command of the GBI director. Our bill asked for the Homeland Security Commissioner to be in charge of the Fusion Center. That met with bureaucratic objection from the GBI, so we have taken that out. Everything else is pretty much the same as we had passed out of here with a very strong bipartisan vote earlier. It still creates a Board of Homeland Security that it has everybody that needs to be involved in that process. If you looked at the page 4, starting up at line 99, we list all of the different officials in the state that need to be involved in the planning and response to any type of terrorist activity. That board is then tasked with coming up with an anti-terror strategy. I think our state is deficient that we have not yet planned for these type of events, these type of attacks. We need a strategy and some direction. This board will come up with that strategy and also establish department policy for the Department of Homeland Security. It sounds like we're creating a new agency. It's really only a very few individuals. It is the Commissioner of Homeland Security. Currently, they have two analysts that are in charge of anti-terrorism type analysis. I think we funded a couple of more in this year's budget. Anybody else will just be shifted from GEMA. You got to remember right now, emergency management and Homeland Security are housed in the same agency. We now refer to them as GEMSA. So there may be some employees that are shifted under the control of Homeland Security. We're not talking about hiring new people, building out a new bureaucracy, or increasing the size of government. Just delineating the functions of Homeland Security separate from emergency management. We didn't survive the committee process in the House on this, mostly because of that infighting. I think by leaving command and control with GBI, this should alleviate that, and let's have a plan going forward how we're going to respond to terrorist threats. So it doesn't impact the other portions of the bill that are identifying known felons that have been released from federal prison, putting them on the GBI's website, which should be part of an overall strategy to protect against terrorist activity. Mr. President, if there are no questions, I'll be glad to yield the well, but I'm happy to answer any questions that there may be.
You do have a question. Chair will recognize the distinguished special judiciary chairman, Senator from the 5th.
Will the gentleman yield, although this be may glad be more of a question, a parliamentary inquiry.
Sure.
It appears this your amendment is 21 pages and the bill is one page. Will that have the effect of forcing this back to rules?
That will. That's a good question. I should have mentioned that earlier. Because of the length of this amendment, it will create a floor substitute. It will go back to rules and will be eligible for consideration on day 39. I think it's important enough to delay it a day, and I'm sorry that I hope it doesn't slow down the underlying bill more than just that one day. It should.
Mr. President, if I should have directed that to you, I
apologize. Very good. Thank you. There are no further questions, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I yield the will.
Chair recognizes Senator from the 29th to speak to, or I'm sorry, hold on. Senator from the 10th, you wish to be recognized? Let me get that. That way we'll have all the amendments spoken.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of this body, I rise in support of Amendment 1A, which simply...